Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hey, 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 everybody. Greetings and welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and I am so thankful to be able to host these shows every Tuesday night, and I'm like a little kid when it comes close to Tuesdays, right? Because I simply have the world's best experts in their fields that gladly, willingly, willfully come to share their expertise with you. And tonight is no different. We have a prime energy facilitator right here in the heart of Atlanta. We're going to be with her shortly. But in the meantime, because y'all know I get way off real quick, but let me stay focused on what it is that we're doing. So we want to give you a couple of housekeeping tips and do the order of the day as we normally do it. With that being said, our first activity is giving honor and praise to the ancestors. We thank our ancestors for paving the way for us, for seeing a better future for us than what they have for themselves. We know our ancestors are always available to us, especially on Tuesday nights as we go outside of that box and we bring subjects that are very meaningful to our very survival, our lifestyles, our being able to live in a higher quality of beingness. So ancestors, we just thank you. We thank you from the tops, the bottoms, the front and the backs of us, every inch, every part of us. We give thanks for your guidance and your being able to be with us. We just give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Ashe. You know, my ancestors, man, they be coming all up in here and they be like, oh, we let me know that they here with us. And I appreciate it so, so much. So it's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So our show tonight is called The Offerings of Ray Shaky Healing, featuring our queen guest tonight, Sister Kajara. And I tell you, well, I'm gonna bring her on with a formal introduction. So let's finish with the thing, right? So audience, you know you're invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcome, and every voice that would like to be heard shall be heard. That is our intention. So our call-in number, in case you're on the computer, is 516-531-9819. And you would press 1 on whatever device that you're calling from to alert us that you would like to speak live on air with us. Now, we do have live recordings, playbacks for people that like to come back and listen to the show over for their first time. So once your line is opened, if you're waiting to make another statement, if you would kindly put your phone, your device on mute to ensure a higher quality of playback, I would greatly appreciate that. And if you would like to listen to any of our shows, and we're right at the end of 9 years going into our 10th year. So, you know, we've got a lot of shows, and you could do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and that's SandyRodgers. And again, you can listen to any of the shows, and I promise you, you'll want to come back and listen to this one again. So without further ado, we're going to actually take a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to bring on Queen Kajara to join us at the microphone, and we're going to get into her many, many, many gifts that she brings into this world, into this universe. So we'll be right back, you guys.
Living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden, living my life.
Scott singing Golden. Yes, yes, yes. Living my life like it's golden. Whew. Welcome back, everyone, to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. That is the theme of tonight's show, living my life like it's golden, because that's what Sister Kajara does, man. This bright smile just lights up everything around her, and she's such a joy to be around. So welcome back again, and let's get started into tonight's presentation. So Sister Kajara is the creative energy behind the Rashaki Healing community here in Atlanta. It's a temple, it's a store, it's an offering of all type of energetic healing. They have various programs and trainings and workshops and attunements, you name it, they're doing it, all in the process of creating a better environment for us to survive in, for us to grow in, for us to elevate ourselves and our energetic lives within. And so I first met Sister Kajara about 20 years ago, and we were both vendors at a HIV and AIDS health fair. And I had the pleasure, like I said, of meeting her and getting to know her just a little bit at the time. But this energy is always just radiating out from her and to all of those that are around her. And I was just drawn to her energy. And a few months ago, we had the opportunity of our paths crossing again, still doing the same work, still helping the community of Atlanta to increase, expand, and think a new thought to have this consciousness of wellness. And so I'm so tickled by being in her presence again, and again, this smile that she has just brights up the world, just brightens everything in her path. And so it is so much to be able to bring Queen Kajara to the microphone to talk to us tonight about what she does, how she does it, and why she's doing it. Sister Kajara, welcome to Life, Love,
and
Wealth.
Greetings. Peace and so much love, Mama Sandy. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I truly, truly appreciate your beautiful words.
Yes, ma'am. You're so welcome. You all of that, though. You know, I didn't know if you remember when we did that event. I know it was at least 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more. But so Sister Kajara is an author. She is an energy practitioner. I'm trying to get all your titles in there, all the contributions that you make to humanity. She designs workshops and retreats. And it's all about healing the community, our community. Yes, she does a lot. And she's always got that smile. So in your movement along your path in this lifetime, can you bring us up to date or give us history of how you got started? When did you know this was your calling?
I would say it started, like you said, about 20 years ago, a little more than 20 years ago. I had been a teacher in the community. I was a yoga teacher. I taught history, Black history. I taught health and wellness to children. And so around the year 2000, when the Sacred Woman book came out by Queen Afua, I actually got the book And as soon as I saw that she was saying, you know, start a sacred women group in your city and go through these things together, I was like, yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I did. You know, I started a sacred woman circle just from reading the book. We started with four women, and in a year's time, we had over 30 women coming to meet. I was in Richmond, Virginia at that time. And during that time, I went through what I would call a spiritual quickening. Mm-hmm. So I was going through sacred woman, and also I was working with the ancestors and in that area. And I ended up doing an initiation to the Akan system. I also found out that I had healing hands and read some things about Reiki. So I ended up taking a Reiki class in which I was attuned to all three levels of Reiki in the same weekend because my teacher said that he was guided to do that for me. And so with all of that energy and me facilitating the sacred woman, I just began to expand my practice. Back in those days, Black people were not talking about Reiki, okay? It was very new to our community. And so I had to teach people about what it was in order to be able to practice on people. And that eventually led to me getting guidance to begin to teach the Reiki to our people specifically so that we could learn about energy healing and about working with crystals and sound therapy. And, you know, I was guided to give it its more original foundation and take it back to ancient Kemet. Mm. And so, yeah, it actually started, I would say, a little over 20 years ago. And I'm just very thankful to have been chosen to share this work with our people who need it so much.
Well, you've come a long way in 20 plus years to be the force that you are. Yes, yes.
It's been a lot of work. It was not an easy path, I can tell you that. I'm also a mother of four children, so I was, you know, raising my family and being a single parent for the most part during that time, but just also being obedient to my spirit guides and ancestors to do this, despite the fact that I didn't have anything to, like, it was no book that I could read to say, this is how you do it, you know.
Right.
I basically had to figure it out along the way and just really listening and following what I was told to do.
Yeah, that's what I would think would be, like, you know, when we don't have a roadmap or a guidebook, when we follow that inner guidance control that we have, you know, that spiritual prompting that we get, it's always such a smooth ride. You know, it's not easy, but it's smooth, you know. And mm-hmm. when we follow that, we're assured lessons will be learned, but not hard. You know, it's not going to take your breath away from you. And when we follow, it's such a sense of accomplishment when you get to the mm-hmm. end of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So how long have you been in the Atlanta area?
I've been here, it's been, I would say about 6 years now. And actually, this is my third time living in Atlanta. So this is like my second home. I'm from Chicago. I was raised in Chicago. And I've been here in Atlanta throughout my adulthood. You know, the first time I came here, I kind of fell in love with Atlanta. You know, that was back in the 90s when the community was super strong, in fact, pre the Olympics. So, you know, I came here and I just love the culture and the energy, the people, the village community type vibration here. And even though I moved away, it's like, it just pulls me back. It pulls me back every time. So I've been here this time for about 6 years now.
Okay. So you going to stay here or you're still being guided by the spirit?
Well, you know, I do have a little bit of gypsy inside of me. So I can't say that I'll be here forever. You know what I mean? But I do feel at home here, and I am planning to be here. I'm like, you know, if I move from here, probably be to somewhere like Jamaica or Africa, you know what I mean? Because I've definitely lived in quite a few different places and cities in America, and I really feel like Atlanta is a place for me. I love Chicago, but I don't like the cold, and so... Yeah, Atlanta gives me that good sunshine that I need, as well as the culture and that the energy of the people, which, you know, growing up in Chicago was very segregated when I grew up. And so that's just what I prefer, to be in neighborhoods with people that look like me.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you have been a beacon of light for a lot of individuals here in Atlanta. And as you are, so you said that when you first started, you had four people and you built up to 30. Do you have any idea of the number that you have served in these years?
You know, that's something that I'm really not good at, keeping up with the numbers. I think I facilitated Sacred Women Gateways for about 10 years. And in that time, I did work with over 100 women. Also, doing the Raseki work, it's been over 15 years. And I know I've attuned over 2,000 people to Kemetic Reiki in that time. I just, you know, numbers are not that important for me because it's just about the work. So I have to guesstimate, but I know it's over 2,000 people with just the Reiki attunements. So, yeah, I dedicated my life when I was in my 20s. To serving and uplifting our community, and I've done my best to do that. That's what I'm here for. So I'm very thankful that I've been able to, you know, dedicate and commit myself to doing this work and to, you know, heal and uplift our people, because as I said before, we really, really need it. I wish, you know, I always think about Mama Harriet Tubman, who said, "I would have freed a whole lot more if they only knew they needed to be free." And I kind of feel like that as well. I cannot hear you. I don't know if you can hear me, but I don't hear you at all. I might need to call in again. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Sister Kajara. Sister Kajara.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes. And it was mine, I believe, because it just went dead. So I'm actually calling in on the phone this time. My apologies for that.
Okay. Yeah, I just couldn't hear you anymore.
Yeah, the same thing. And I kept calling your name. And so, you know, we got to roll with the punches. Things go like that, especially when you're talking about
yeah.
this stuff. So
I said, dang, I didn't even say that much yet.
We do know how it goes, though, too, right?
We
so
yes, we do.
We never give up. Yes.
That's right.
So do you remember what you we were talking about, the number of books that you've created thus far?
Oh, yes. I have 13 books, 3 children's books. The other books are for adults. I have a coloring book, and I have a set of oracle cards. And I am very happy and excited to say that my daughter has just completed her first book. It's a coloring book that she drew some beautiful pictures for. And so we just published that one. And my youngest son is working on a recipe book. So we will have that one complete prayerfully by the end of this month. Well, the end of February, I should say. So I'm excited about that.
I bet you are. So it's a family affair.
Yes, yes.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so you still teach a lot of the younger people, because you said your books were for children, for youth.
No, I have, out of 13 books, I have 3 that are children's books.
Great.
But
okay.
The other books are books that focus on healing. And, of course, we specialize in healing the mind, body, and spirit. So we have the energy healing books, books that talk about the chakras. We have a prayer book, a recipe book. We have a book that focuses on the code of ethics for people, healers, and leaders in the community. We have a workbook, a chakra workbook, and a chakra journal. So, yes. We do.
Yeah.
We like to work with the young people, but, you know, people of all ages, pretty much. And my latest, my personal latest contribution is the Sekhmet Oracle Cards. So the Oracle Cards are, they give healing messages and assignments for people to do to help balance our energy. And so I'm I'm super excited and thankful for the cards that came through. It was something I had been working on for a few years. You know, sometimes books come quick. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So true. And so those are your own creation, original cards.
Yes, they are.
So that's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We have some beautiful illustrations on the cards by Yes Lioness, who also was here in Atlanta for many years as well. So it was a great collaboration. And the cards are they're just beautiful and so powerful. So I'm just thankful. Everybody who works with them really does appreciate the messages that come through. I've gotten some really great feedback from them. So it's nice. It's a good thing. I'm thankful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Mm.
Now, as we're starting this year of 2024, we're still in this first month. at the end of it. But so as we are preparing for hopefully a higher consciousness in our living, do you have any particular programs that you're offering to the public now?
Well, I do offer Kemetic Reiki classes, level 1 and 2. I'm also offering level 3. So our level 1 class focuses on healing the self and gives tools and techniques that people can use to help bring balance to their minds, bodies, and spirits. The level 2 class is the practitioner class, so that is for people who want to use their healing energy to help others to heal. We have a level 3 class, which is the master teacher class, and that class is a 6-month to a year process, and that is, of course, for those who want to teach Raseki to others. And this year, I have offered level 4 in the past, so we do have healer priestesses. But this year, we are going to be offering the level 4 class in a new way. So we are very excited about that. We're doing initiations to the Great Mother Sekhmet, and it's going to be the 7 paths of Sekhmet. So this is new for us, and this is for people who want to serve the spirit world, and the spiritual realm, and the community as a priest or priestess. And so, you know, that will give them the authority to do rituals and ceremonies and other things that only priests and priestesses can do. So, you know, our practice is African-centered and it's spiritual, and we do our best to follow the culture and the traditions of our ancestors. So, you know, even though a lot of people feel like they have magical energy, and we do, because we are magical, powerful people. However, it's important for us to sit at someone's feet so that we can really learn to use those powers and gifts and to tap into the energy of the spiritual realm in the way that our ancestors did, you know. So it's very exciting and definitely, you know, positive work that we are looking forward to bringing forth some more enlightened beings to assist with raising up the consciousness of the world, really, because that's what it's about at this time. So that is one of our newest offerings. And I do classes, but also I offer retreats, and we do the classes at the retreats. And we will be doing, our goal is to do at least one retreat each season. So we'll travel to different places. We're going to Florida, Sedona, to the beach in North Carolina. And hopefully we'll make it to Jamaica this year as well.
You said some of my favorite places.
Oh.
So it sounds like you really pick high energy locations. So that's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Because it's, you know, important for us. You know, we're living in these cities, the concrete jungles, and for us to really heal, it's helpful for us to go to a place that's different, you know, going to Sedona where they have those vortexes and just the energy and the scenery, the environment is just extremely beautiful. So it encourages healing just being in a place like that, going to the beach, you know. We go to the beach oftentimes, but we do our best to get like a beach house so that we're like right on the beach, across the street from the beach. And of course, the ocean is one of the most healing places on the planet, even right, though they have right. polluted the ocean. You know, it's still just to be there by that salt water, especially we like to go to the Atlantic Ocean, which leads us home, you know, across the Atlantic is Mother Africa. The sun is there. The energy is just, I choose to go to beaches that are not a lot of tourists. It's not, you know, because we like to have time where we can have the beach to ourselves and really, right. you know, tune in to each other and to the elements that are there for us, to the ancestral energy, everything. So this is definitely empowering and extremely healing for us to be in these places, because it's not places that we go to usually. You know, we might go mm-hmm. to the beach otherwise for like a few hours out of a day, but to be there for 3-4 days, you really can feel how it shifts your energy.
And you have one coming up real soon too, correct?
Yes, we'll be going to Pensacola at the end of February. And we actually do have, I believe, 3 more spaces available for that retreat. So we are, Pensacola is a beautiful beach area. The sand there is white, is soft. We get some beautiful shells there. It's never really a lot of people at the beach when we go there. So it's a perfect place to go and tap into that healing energy and to retreat, you know, release, restore, renew, mm-hmm. those types of things. So, yes, if anyone listening wants to experience the energy, that is a perfect opportunity. Like I said, we have a few more spaces left, and it is coming up the end of February, the 23rd through the 26th.
So there's no special requirements or anything, right? No special trainings that a person has to have before they come?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's open for people who are beginners and specifically for people who are interested in healing themselves and helping their families to heal, or helping to heal others in the community as well. So that retreat will include level 1 and level 2, which most of our retreats do. And even though it's a short period of time, we get a lot done in that short period of time. So we do the classes, we do some rituals like the ancestral ceremony, we do some work with the water energy, tapping into, you know, the energy of the ocean. We'll also do some purification rites, spiritual baths. Usually when we go to the beach, we do the sand burial, and that is extremely powerful for releasing energy and to help connect with Mother Earth. And so, yeah, those are some of the treats that you get when you come to a actual retreat.
Well, it sounds so yummy. So how can people find out or register, get more information about this retreat for Pensacola?
Well, you can go to our website, and it is rasekihealing.com. That's RASEKHIHEALING, RasekiHealing.com. And that is the website that has all of our classes and retreats listed. We also have some products there as well.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, getting back to your educational materials, you have the books that you've written and the oracle cards that you've developed.
And you, I believe you also said that you do training with the stones, the crystal healing.
Yes. Yes. In our level two class, we do crystal healing, sound therapy. I'll talk a little about aromatherapy. And it's a practitioner class, so that's really the fun class. It's very interactive. We also work with pendulums. We talk about spiritual protection, working with our spirit guides and ancestors as well. So, yes, it, you know, anything that has frequency can assist us in our healing. So, you know, things that affect our senses, things that we see, taste, touch, smell, or hear can throw us out of balance, also can bring us back into balance. So when we do our work, it's a holistic practice. I'm also a student of the great Dr. Africa. And he helped us to understand that when we want to heal, we don't want to just think about our physical bodies, but we also have to consider our mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies as well. And all of those things affect the physical. So we even, you know, work with herbs and talk about how important it is to do herbs, take herbal remedies. Because they are helpful for our physical bodies, but also the mental body and the emotional body. So the sound therapy and the crystal therapy assist with those other aspects as well. Sound therapy is really, really powerful for us, for our minds, for our emotions, for our spirits. Crystals definitely help with the spiritual sides. They can shift our emotions when we touch them, when we meditate with them, or even sleep with them. So we talk about and work with all these things and help people to understand, because many of us, like I said before, we already have magical powers. We know that we're gifted and powerful. And when we learn how to work with other natural tools, it only adds to that power. It enhances our ability to do the work. So that's what we do.
You're doing a lot. It sounds really, really interesting. And so when I'm sure some come out of curiosity just to see what you're doing. Do you experience people that may be reluctant to take the classes to really learn about their power and to put their power to work for themselves?
Say that again.
Do you ever find people that come to you to get this particular training, but they're reluctant to utilize the power that you're exposing them to? Their self-power?
Very rarely do we have that problem with people. Most people come because they want to learn more about the powers. We do have some things, like when we do the sand burial, for example, there are people who are hesitant. But that's just one part of the retreat. And usually we are able to help them to understand why they need to do it. And then after they do it, they're so happy that they did. That part is hilarious. But what we find is that most of us who have these spiritual gifts, we are not able to talk to other people about them if they don't have them and they don't understand them. So if you tell someone that, you know, you have dreams of things before they happen, you can see things before it happens, a lot of people are afraid of that type of power. But for us, it's a norm. You know, we are a temple full of people who have those types of gifts. So we are a safe place for people to talk about those things, and when they find out that they're not the only one. Like, they're actually sitting in a room full of other people who have similar types of dreams, you know, that just really opens them up even more and makes them feel more comfortable. So that's really more so what we experience, some people, because especially now, you know, people are ready to learn more, to change, to tap into that spiritual power. I would say even before the pandemic, it just, people are more interested in being healthy and learning some natural ways that they can be healthy, maintain health, prevent disease, and things like that. So we're thankful because, you know, like I said, 20 years ago, we were not talking about working with crystals, and people were very afraid of crystals and, you know, sound healing and stuff like that years ago. But now we've finally gotten to a place where it's like, yes, people are open, people are interested, and it's usually a great response that we receive from folks.
Well, that's good. So that pandemic did actually help us to take another look at various modalities as far as true healing and taking care of oneself in a new perspective.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah. Some good did come out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you were talking about your Reiki levels, and we were on 4, and that's the healer priestess level. So you said that the level 3 took anywhere from 6 months to 1 year. How long does that level 4 take?
The level 4 is a full year initiation process.
Okay.
So it follows in the similar fashion to other African initiations where there's a lot of requirements and a lot of restrictions and things like that. But, you know, those things are set in place to assist with the process because an initiation is basically a process that takes you from one level of consciousness to a higher level of consciousness. And in order to reach that higher level, or those higher levels, I should say, you have to make sacrifices. So you have to give up certain things in order to be able to open up your spiritual side, your spiritual gifts, your powers, and even, you know, to communicate with the spiritual realm on a higher level. So it takes a bit of time and definitely a bit of work, you know, personal work for each level that ones go through. There is that level of personal work that comes with it. And so those who move all the way to the level 4 are definitely ones who are able to be in that place of enlightenment. You know, they're very highly spiritual, people who live with a high level of integrity and even magical, able to manifest and do things that most people just cannot do because they just don't have the capacity and understanding to do it. So I'm sure you can relate. You have that priestess energy yourself.
Well, thank you so much. I accept that.
Yeah,
it's just
absolutely.
You know, when we sit and, like you said, we do not have these conversations with just everybody because people are still a little reluctant and perhaps more conditioned into a mindset that would keep us not being aware of our power and the gifts that we possess.
And so that's why, you know, when you were talking about that, it was just reassuring some of the thoughts that I had around it. And, I just know your energy is just, it's magnetic, you know, like people just come to you. And and you're welcoming of that energy and the questions and the real gentle care that you give people in answering their questions. And that's what it's all about, is having the right energy in order to interact with people, because not all those that proclaim to be in that energy healing arena have that same type of love and concern that you do.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that very much. And it is something that is cultivated, you know. We're born with the energy, but you have to pass your own tests. You know, we all have our tests. But we also all have our purpose and our missions. And when we are in tune with that, I know for me, that's what makes a difference, because I know that this is why I am here in this time, in this lifetime, is to bring light to my people. And because I'm living according to my purpose, I have a certain level of contentment with my life. So a lot of people that I do work with who are maybe just like working like corporate jobs and such, and they feel a lot of stress or depression or other things because they are not living according to their purpose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to be happy when you're working a job that you really don't want to work, you know what I mean? So right. Just being able to, you know, when I go to work, when I'm doing these retreats, when I'm doing classes, I love it. That's what brings me, you know, the only thing that brings me more joy is my children and my grandchildren. But, you know, the classes, working with my people, seeing people have breakthroughs, helping them to heal and feel better, I wish I could do it every day. You know, I wish I could have a retreat every weekend, because it makes me feel so good and fulfilled and just, you know, thankful that I'm able to help others. So I know that has a lot to do with it, because it's the reason why I'm here right now. And once I figured that out, it just made me feel a lot better. Because before I was doing the healing work, I was making jewelry and traveling to festivals and vending. And I love doing that as well. I'm a creative person. So working with my hands and making different things. I made jewelry. I sold different things. I mean, like made clothes, and I make incense, I make herbal products, spiritual baths, all kind of stuff. And that also brought me a great level of pleasure and contentment. But once I really tapped into, you know, that healing power and started working with the women and stuff like that, then I just knew, you know, that's what I was meant to do. And, you know, when I was younger, it's not like I ever thought I was going to be an author. I was really not into writing like that, you know. But thankfully, I've been able to write. You know, I have a lot of knowledge to share. And to be able to put it in the book form is a blessing. I'm very grateful for that. But believe me, I did not ever think I would be, like when I was younger, you know, when you're younger and people say, what you want to be when you grow up? I wanted to be a dancer and a singer. I thought I was going to be on Broadway or something like that. Yes, yes. so through the years, you know, it changed. And I still love to dance and sing. But I'm thankful that I'm not caught up in that world, to be honest with you, because that just seems, it seems like it might have its upside, but also it could be a little messy. And I'm really not good with a lot of mess. So I don't know how I would have done there. So I'm thankful that my other gifts pulled me to being a more spiritual person and just to live the life that I'm living.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know living, I mean, yeah, living your purpose is its own reward, and a lot of people just do not understand because of that, you know, stress. And that we are under when we help other people to reach their goals and not our goals, because it's not about the money, you know, it's about being fulfilled. We have a caller. Opening up their line. Caller 856, you want to give us your name and where you're calling from and your comment question, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. Hi, guys. This is Kind Essence. I am sending a shout-out. I'm calling in from Philadelphia at The Haven. I'm sending a shout-out to my sister, Kajara. We have been associates in the healing process for over about 10 years, lady, and her work is phenomenal. Her work is phenomenal. And I'm calling to find out, when you coming back to Philly, girl? We missed you here.
we definitely need to set that date. You know, I love you, Mama Kind. So we just got to set a date. I definitely would love to come maybe in May. I think I usually come in the spring.
You do. I look forward to it every time. I cannot wait, and I'm so proud that you're on here. This is a good thing. I'm just thankful. Glad that you found her. Y'all knew each other,
though.
Yes. All right. Now, thank you for your support.
No problem. No problem at all. I just wanted to check in. Let you know the Philly is in here. Philly's in the house.
All right. Well, you know I love you. And I will see you soon.
All right. Now, peace and light.
Peace and light.
That's interesting to get that type of support, you know, from people. And I know everywhere you go, you've got a following like that. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, I am very thankful for the following and the energy and just the beautiful people that I've been able to work with through the years. It's a true blessing for me in all ways.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So when you began working, or after you read the book, I believe it's what you said, from Queen of Four, and then also working with Dr. Africa. So your progression have just been steady and elevating all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say,
I would say that is true. That is true. I have had some really, really great teachers, and even going back to my college days, you know, I was a student of Dr. Naeem Akbar, who taught me a lot about our culture and the mindset, the different rites of passages that we go through. I know he was the first one to help me understand the difference between being Afrocentric and African-centered. So he was just an excellent teacher. And then I also was very blessed to have, I had like 7 godmothers when I first started having children and I started growing locks and just stepping into the conscious community. I had 7 women who I could go to learn from.
One of them is Dr. Ayaba Bay, who's up there in the Maryland area now, and she's very well known as a teacher of many. Also, Mama Natasha Hummingbird, who is the mother of Mumu Fresh. And so I spent many years doing Sweat Lodge with her, and she taught me so much about the indigenous culture of our people here in America. And, you know, there were a few others that I was able to sit at their feet and just, you know, learn from, learn what it meant to be a woman, a black woman, a cultural woman, tap into my healing and spiritual gifts. So I think, you know, that definitely made a huge difference. The time that I spent with Queen Afua learning from her, I can't forget to mention her. And I feel like, you know, that's something that our young women are missing these days. Mm. They don't get to, I don't know why, but they're not sitting, you know, with the elders to learn the way that we did. And you can see it makes a difference in our, the way that we live, the way that we're raising our children. I'm very extremely concerned about the next generations, because at least, you know, when we were growing up, we had that peace and love type of music. Nowadays, the most popular female artists are strippers or ex-strippers, and you can tell that it has shifted the mentality of the young women in a negative way. And you know, just if they had more positive women that they can sit and learn from, I just think it would just help them all so much. You know, my heart goes out to these young sisters and their children, because the children are the ones who are suffering the most from the lack of knowledge that they have and the lack of values and lessons that that they're not getting. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why I go so hard in doing what I'm doing, because I know it's needed. It's really needed.
It truly is, beyond any doubt.
Yeah.
So I know that you have a new initiative that you have been a co-creator of, a co-visionary, and it is coming into reality, and it's really picking up in popularity here in the Atlanta area, and I'm thankful to be a part of the group that is supporting the Atlanta Healers Network. Can you share with us, or will you share with us, how that came about, and what do you see as it grows, as it matures, and what the possible inclusion or site for the young ladies that you're speaking of?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I just thought of it, though.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So the Atlanta Healers Network, we just kind of came together, Sister IJ and I. Sister IJ is the owner and founder of the Sweet Spot here in Atlanta. So she also has dedicated her life to working with women and healing. And we have been working together through the years to bring the healing modalities and the healing energy to the community here in Atlanta. And thankfully, I'm really not sure how it happened. I think she started talking to some other people, and I was talking to some people, and then we realized that, you know, if we had a group who was working together
to do what it is we want to do, that it would make it much stronger, easier, and more powerful. And so, you know, the ideas, because I've been wanting to just have healing events for over 10 years. In fact, I did my first couple of healing events in Chicago over 10 years ago. And just bringing healers to our community, because there is a disconnect. Like, there are some people who know about different healing modalities, yoni steams, massage therapy, Reiki, but more of our people need to know about these healing modalities, and more of our people need to have access to the different healers that are in the community. And so that was really our goal, to, you know, set it up in a way that everyone could come and learn more, and not just learn, but also to receive some healing energy on a consistent basis. And so that's pretty much how it came together. And I'm just over the top thankful that we have, you know, built such a beautiful group of sisters and brothers who are working to bring that healing energy to the forefront in the community. And it really, you know, takes me back to the old school Atlanta when the community worked together. It didn't matter if you were Hebrew or Muslim or Yoruba or Rasta. You know, we kind of just released those divisions that had been set up and worked together. You know, that's the Atlanta that I came to when I came here in the 90s. And then this time around, I noticed that there was kind of like a disconnect, like it wasn't the same vibration. But with the Atlanta Healers Network, I'm feeling that village-like community vibration with us working together, even though we may come from different walks, different places. It's the purpose of healing and bringing the healing to our people that has brought us together and is keeping us together. So I think, you know, is really important, the work that we're doing, and especially as we continue to grow. So right now we're doing the third Sunday of every month, Marketplace and Healers Expo at the Sweet Spot in the West End. But as you mentioned, as we grow, we will continue to think of creative ways to reach others in our community, and especially those who need it the most, because that's why we're doing what we're doing, you know, because we know our people need it. So we do want to be able to connect. And we may have to be a little bit more creative about how we do that, especially with getting to the young people. But I'm sure that we will figure it out.
No doubt. No, just what you were saying, the young people, it just sparked something in me like, yes, you know, I think that that's the proper and most productive environment for them to come and be a part. So yes,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be great. So audience, we are down to our last 15 minutes or so, and I just want to make sure, if you have a question, a comment, if you would like to just applaud Queen Kajara, you can may do that by calling us at 516-531-9819. Press 1 on your device to let us know you would like to speak live on air. And remember, if you're not speaking, to mute your line so that we don't have the additional noise associated, so that our playbacks have a higher quality in that listening experience. So We've got about 15 minutes or so. 516-531-9819. Otherwise, we're going to continue with our discussion here and find out a little bit more about our queen that's with us that have just been completely open and accessible for the ancestors, the angels, the guides, the masters to have their way and for her to willingly travel along that path to where she is now. And it's just an honor to me to be able to know you and be in your energy field and to help create additional programs for our community, because healing is very, very much a part of what's missing in our communities. And so I have been given an assignment to do more work with our mental wellness. And it's just recently come to the forefront of my thinking in regards to the traumas of generations past that we're not aware of. We can kind of guesstimate what they may have gone through, our ancestors. When we don't recognize it and honor it, call it what it is, that it still stays with us. And once we can get to a place of being fully truthful, and that's on all fronts, just not people of color, because I'm sure of some of the acts that were committed, that those that come from the lineage that were actually the ones that were doing the harm to others also have a conscience that is creating trauma possibly in their lives too. So Sister Kajara, when you're doing the work that you're doing, do you see and or deal with some of those emotional issues that come up, those traumas, those unresolved traumas?
Absolutely. That's what we deal with the most, because we have been traumatized. We have been oppressed. We're healing from racism. We're, you know, dealing with stuff from our own family trauma and such. And so that is a big thing that we have to heal from in our communities. We're still dealing with the trauma of the crack era, you know, and how it tore our families apart. It created a disconnect between the elders and the young people and the mothers and the children and even the grandmothers not being present. In some cases, making the grandmothers more present, but in some cases, making them less present. So, you know, that is, and even going back to the trauma from our ancestors, you know, the generational curses and cycles that we're still dealing with and healing from, that's exactly what we focus on, is helping people to release trauma, release abuse, help to heal from, you know, neglect and other forms of trauma that we have experienced. And in fact, there are some things that we've experienced that no one else on the planet has experienced. So it has affected us, and especially our mental health. And we can see the evidence of that in the movies that come out. So, you know, for example, watching movies like that, what was the name of that movie? Something about somebody's black bottom. even watching, I know I spent a few weeks watching the movies, like even Django or The Butler and just different things like that, where really when we're watching these, we're seeing the trauma of our people and how it affects us mentally, how it has created depression and anxiety and so much pressure, even suicidal thoughts, because of the amount of stuff that we have had to deal with without having, like, this generation at least has knowledge and understanding. Like, I remember my mother was depressed, but she didn't even know what to call it. because that word wasn't even around in our community, you know, 30, 40 years ago. In fact, I didn't hear about the word depression until I was about almost 40 years old. So, you know, even though we were suffering from depression, we didn't have a term for it. We were suffering with anxiety. We didn't have names for it because, despite how we felt, we still had to get up and go to work and take care of our families and feed the children and stuff like that. So we didn't even get a chance to deal with our emotional and mental instabilities. So thankfully now we have names and titles. We can say, yes, we need to heal our inner child and things like that. So it's good that we have more information. And now it's just a matter of us really using that information to help us heal from these traumatic experiences that we've gone through. And so that is exactly what we focus on in our practice, to be honest with you, because that's what we are suffering from the most. It's our trauma that creates disease in our bodies. It's trauma that creates disease in our minds. Trauma that, you know, our hearts are broken oftentimes. And, you know, our hearts get broken when we're children and oftentimes by family members. So, you know, and, sometimes I have students and clients who were abused as children and never even got to speak about it until they come to one of our classes or retreats. They have been living with that trauma, with that pain, with those memories for 30, 40 years sometimes. You know, just imagine that, going through your life and not even being able to tell anyone else what you really are hurting about. Because you got to get up and go to work and you got to keep moving. And, you know, so when we look at our relationships and the families, we got a lot of dysfunction in our families because a lot of us are still holding on to trauma from our childhood and don't know how to deal with it, don't know how to process it, don't know how to resolve it, and don't know how to heal it. So that is part of our biggest work, is to help people to move beyond the trauma so that we can truly live and live the best version of our lives, live the lives that we're meant to live. It's hard to live that best version of yourself when you're burdened with anger from the past, or you're sad, you're hurt, you're heartbroken. You could still continue to live. Like, think about the Color Purple movie, Miss Sealy, and it was like she was alive, but her spirit was dead because of her trauma, and she was numb, and it took her years before she came back to life. That's just an example of our lives, you know. In this country specifically, and probably not just this country. I can't even say that. But just in the times that we're in, we are healing ourselves so that we can live and live the best life that we can, and not just be alive, not just be surviving, but to actually thrive. We have to heal in order to do that. And thankfully, the sisters are coming in huge numbers. Women are ready to heal, to free themselves of those burdens. But the men, they're very slow to even realize they need healing. They will just continue to perpetuate, you know, the same behavior over and over and over, having poor relationships with women, having poor relationships with their children, which leads to more cycles of trauma that has to be healed. So, you know, it's not easy work, energy healing. I'll say all the time, you can't see your emotions, like you can't touch sadness, but that doesn't mean that it's not real. And inside of your body, when you have heartbreak, that can easily turn to heart disease. It can turn to breast cancer. It can turn to, you know, high blood pressure very easily over time if it's not resolved. And that's exactly what happens to our people. It's the unresolved issues. It's the disconnect from spirit. It's the emotional trauma and the heavy baggage that we're carrying that leads us to diseased bodies. So when we take the time to heal, when we working with the crystals and the sounds and different things, working with Reiki energy and even the Yoni steams, massage, all of those things help us to lighten our load so that we can truly live and not just be walking around angry and afraid of life, afraid to live, afraid to go outside sometimes. You know, that's, we're not meant to live like that. So,
and you know, I can see why the men, perhaps, because normally women will at least go to the doctor. We may not talk about mental wellness or mental health issues, but we will at least go to a doctor and stay, you know, with a routine or some type of care, where men don't necessarily do that. You know, they really have to be hurting and in a lot of pain before they'll go. And so that may explain some of that resistance to, you know, admitting. But I know for me, trauma, that word, now you you had said the depression word, you know, was new for you until you got to be 40. But the same thing for me, like with trauma, I never, that word was not something that was used in our community normally when talking about something that you're going through. And remember the time where, you know, they had the crazy hospitals where, you know, only people that were crazy, never even recognizing it or honoring it as a mental health issue. So, yeah, there's a lot of work on that to be done. But I just was curious with that. And I know that being able to get your energy in balance will help you to be more in tune with your imbalances with your emotions and with your mental wellness.
Yes. And that is a good point. The men, they do take a long time to go to the doctor and to check on themselves. So it's the same way, you know, for their healing process on all levels.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said that.
So men, if you're listening, and women, just hunch them a little bit. Nudge them.
Right.
Let's get it done. Well, we're really down to the last couple of minutes. Queen, I wonder if you have any additional information that you would like to share with the audience. And let's go back and make sure that they know, people know how to contact you and what you have coming up that you would like to leave with the guests, please.
Okay, absolutely. I would just say, to add to the conversation, you know, now is our time to heal. Definitely seek out help with your healing process. It's hard to heal yourself, especially if you don't know how. So we have so many things available to us now. Like I mentioned before, we have the Reiki. You can get a massage. You can get acupuncture. You can get the yoni steam. Just different modalities are available, and they are there to assist because we need help in our healing process. We could go to the doctors, but there are also other alternatives, and I do encourage you to try some alternatives to assist you with your healing process. Don't just sit and be in pain, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental pain. Get some help for yourself so that you can live a better life because you deserve it. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to love yourself and to love others and to receive love. And it's hard to receive love when you're hurting. It's hard to give love when you're in pain. So the way to remedy that is to get some help for that. So make sure to come to one of our healing expos. Be there for the Ashe Wellness Market. Definitely check out our website. We have the retreat coming up in Pensacola, Florida at the end of February. We will be going to Sedona in April, and we'll be going to the beaches in North Carolina in June. We also will be listing other classes. I have teachers who are teaching, so there'll be some classes in Cincinnati, in Greensboro. There'll be classes in Philly. We going to Philly. Looking forward to going to Chicago, Detroit. We got some teachers out there in California that'll be doing classes soon. So just make sure to check in to the website at rasekihealing.com. We also have our books and other products listed at rasekistore.com. And, of course, you can catch us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all of those wonderful servers. Just look up Raseki Art Temple. Make sure that you beware of the fake pages, our pages that are the real official pages. We have a lot of followers, especially on Instagram and Facebook and even TikTok. So if you get to a page where there's not a lot of followers, or if they have a number or other spellings for Raseki Arts Temple, that's a sign that it's a fake page. And you have to be careful because there are people out there who are psychic vampires, and they are scheming and trying to take people's money and such using our names, using my videos and posts. So it's just ridiculous, but we can't do much about that. We've been trying, but anyway. Those are the places that you can catch us. Whenever we do have something new coming up, we definitely will list it on social media. And I definitely am looking forward to working with you all. Anyone who is listening, who is ready to heal, go ahead and register for a class or retreat. Come in, experience the Raseki healing for yourself. And remember, the power is in our hands. And thank you so much, Mama Sandy, for giving me this opportunity to share with your listeners. It is truly always a pleasure and an honor to have time with you. And I love you and appreciate you so much.
Thank you. I love and appreciate you. And thank you for taking time out of your schedule and all the things that you're doing to help us to get to that place of healing in our community. I am just so honored that you had this time to share with us this evening. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being with us. And remember those websites. And if you did not have an opportunity to write them down, remember you can go back to the replays and listen to this all over again. I think that with all the information that was shared, that it would be a good move for you to do that, just to make sure that you didn't miss any key points that was shared tonight. And thank you once again for being with us. So we'll be back next week and it's the first Tuesday of February. And you know that means our numerologist will be with us, Brother Lavelle Rouser. So see us next week. And you guys, love and light, peace and blessings to you. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye.